Yeah, we are here live in the Devil's Lair. My name is Rocker. I'm here with Terry Barr and Max Inc. Radio. We are sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, west on Aldana Road, east of Monona, downtown on Willie Street, and online at igniteglassandgifts.com. Delectable Madison, Culinary Dinner Theater's back. Make your reservations now at delectablemadison.com. And Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. And also the Dark Horse Art Bar down on State Street, East Wash, Livingston, I should say. You can find out all the locations, salvatorestomatopies.com. You are listening to a little bit of Work right now. And Work is a really cool band. Been on the cover. Won how many Mama Awards? We don't even know. It's uncountable.
Do you guys keep track anymore?
And
I know.
Unless I never get it wrong.
Oh, yeah. Just a lot. Like Rocker said, many, many.
So we got the guys, Frank and Daniel from Work.
And Old Oaks, don't forget. Two different bands.
They also play in a band called Old Oaks.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're kind of coming in here tonight to play a little bit of acoustic music for us. And Frank, Daniel, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah, we're happy to be here. That's a pleasure.
I'm going to just start out by saying these are truly two of my favorite musicians. Every time, now it's been a lot of social media, right, in the last 2 years, because overall that's what we've done.
Yeah.
And following you, getting to know you much better that way, and watching both of you play, whether separate or together, you guys just blow me away. Thank you for everything you do as musicians and for sharing the talent with us and making us all smile. And I'm glad to see that you're all out playing again too for people and making people smile that way too.
You're much too kind. Thank you.
No. I believe so much in music. And actually, I was just home and I found out my junior high band director just passed away. And it hit me in a weird way because I thought, gosh, that's a long time ago. But without people like that, where would we all be?
We'd be sadder.
Love music. Yeah,
it'd be a lot
kidding.
Sadder.
Music
harder world to get through. And it's hard enough without music. So we need music. Well, and we need people to promote it like you. I mean, and likewise, you're such a friendly personality.
Thanks. So. Rocker and I love it. We really do. And of course, now I have to ask you, because Daniel and Work kind of go together. Frank and Old Oaks go together. But yet both of you go together. And you go together with a lot of other acts, too. How does this work? And how do the two of you realize, okay, we want to play together. We want to make music.
That?
Well, first to clarify, Frank is actually a founding member of Work, and I didn't come in for a few years after.
See, that's good to know.
We're both in both bands, though.
But we met in college. We both went to the UW-Madison.
Yep.
We were in a performance troupe called the Wisconsin Singers, and we played.
You guys were in the Wisconsin.
Yeah, so we were in the Singers together. That's how Daniel and I met.
Okay.
And that's also how we met Max. And
that's how you met Max. Yeah. Yeah. Max recruited me from high school to play in the Singers.
The drummer in Work.
Wisconsin Singers. My goodness. Yep. Okay, carry on. Sorry about that.
We lived together in college, and. That's how Work started. Work started as a house band.
Just jamming in the basement.
Yep. We had some crazy, fun house parties where we played live music at them. You know, that was like the early Work days. Our first ever show with Bird's Eye, with Spare Change Trio. I think we probably had the Earthlings down there at some point. I can't remember all the parties, but that was how we got to... Got to play and like get a little more established, and then Darwin had us at the Frequency. I remember those were some of our earlier shows. The band started at the end of college for Work, and then Old Oaks kind of came back in late 2018.
Officially.
Officially. You know, I play all electric guitar and Work, and it's such a big band sound. It's just pretty fundamentally different than. Like acoustic roots, my acoustic roots, which was like I grew up listening and writing a lot of songs that were kind of more like Neil Young and Leo Kaki, etc. That's how Old Oaks was born. Was like, well, you know, some people were asking for Work to play like coffee houses and stuff. stuff, and it was like, no, we can't play a six or a seven piece funk fusion band. We'll all everyone will go deaf and not have a good time if we play in a small coffee house. But you can play a 12 string acoustic guitar and saxophone just fine. And I was writing all these kind of acoustic-y songs, so we ended up starting a new band called Old Oaks.
That's great. And here you are still today doing stuff and ready to play a song for us, I think.
Still like each other.
I think. I know. Isn't that amazing?
Still like each other.
After time. And you live together. That wow.
We did live together, yeah, for 1 year.
Okay. Okay. Tell us about the song you're going to play and then bring it.
Do you want to start with a work tune or with start with some...
Let's start with a work tune.
Okay, yeah. So this one's called All Aboard. It's about all of us human beings living on this planet Earth. You know, we're kind of all here together, so it's about unity, I guess, and also like thinking about what we do to the planet and to each other, because there are repercussions for your actions. And so this is a little bit of like calling somebody out. I was driving down the highway one day and somebody threw a bag of trash out their window in front of me, and that was kind of like the idea for this song, was like, come on, we can't be throwing trash out our windows. But anyway,
yeah, we're all aboard this rock together,
this big old rock. Without further ado,
will you find it? Ashes, ashes, we all fall down. Grace, 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 do you need it? All aboard, can't jump ship now. All aboard, can't jump ship. Fly, fly away. Save it for a later day.
Thank you.
water flows, it drips then dust. You give and you take, you boom, you bust. All aboard, all aboard. Ha, ha.
That's a work tune.
A work tune.
Oh, Wreckage in the Fast Lane, too. Little headphones fell off right there. I'm like, that's when you know you're jamming.
Does Work have a show coming up anytime soon?
Work is playing in Milwaukee on December 17th at the Cooperage. And then we've got some really exciting news, actually.
First heard here.
We're going to hear it here first.
First heard here, yeah.
And we're live on Facebook right now,
and
too.
And on our Patreon. Our Patreon was the very first time that was
dropped. Okay, well, okay. We'll let it go. Yeah. What is it? Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So,
do tell us.
Go ahead, Daniel.
So we, for the month of January, we're going to play every Friday at the Harmony Bar.
Wow.
Yeah, so we've got a mini series there where we're going to, each night we're going to collaborate with two other bands, so it's going to be eight total bands throughout the whole month. Each night's going to have a different like theme, might be like a genre or sorts. We'll announce all that later, but yeah. It's just going to be like a sort of like a mini series, mini festival sort of thing. Yeah. More details to come very soon.
Yeah, there'll be no repeats.
Yeah.
From our sets, so we're playing 4 weeks, and if you like our music, then that's a good opportunity to hear pretty much everything we currently play. So.
Plus some new stuff, probably.
Plus maybe some new stuff. Yeah, that's true. We are going to have some new stuff by then.
You know, when I was just thinking to myself, you know, the first time that I ever heard of Work, and I was at the Wisco drinking, and this guy next to me heard that I was, you know, booking Atwood Summerfest, and all of a sudden the guy's like, "Oh man, you gotta hear this band. They're called Work. They sound like Hawaii Five-0's theme song." I was like, you're kidding. Wow, I got to go find who these guys are. You know, and I found this, like, you know, the octopus logo and all this stuff and the crazy spelling. And I was just like, okay, we got to have these guys.
Yes. All right. Well, we're glad. We're forever thankful for that guy at the Wisco who hooked us up with Rocker.
No doubt, man. Yeah, so you have a super fan out there.
That's good. Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about Old Oaks. What's Old Oaks?
Old Oaks is folk funk. So we actually do play that Work song. We cover it in Old Oaks. In this instrumentation with the 12-string guitar. Old Oaks released, we've got two albums out. One is really intimate. It's essentially just a Live in the Garden shed. I think I might have called it Live in the Garden studio for the record. It's in
like
a one-room garden shed.
It's a shed.
With Noah from Audio for the Arts.
So you can seriously tell all your musicians, like, meet me in the shed.
Yeah, we're going to the shed.
That was just the two of us in that one.
Yep, that was just the two of us. Very raw breakup album. That was our debut in 2019. And then this year, we released our first ever full band studio album. And that one is called The Day Before Yesterday. And it's a quarantine album. Because, didn't certain memories during the pandemic, like during the stay-at-home part of the pandemic, feel like that was yesterday? Oh wait, that was like 2 years ago. And then other things, like,
there are still days like that.
So The Day Before Yesterday is a line in the song on the album For Light as a Feather, and so that one we were drawn to. That one is Claire Canapel, who completes the Old Oaks trio on upright bass and vocals. It also features Max Mercury, the drummer in Work. He joined us for the studio session for that Old Oaks album. So it's got like a funkier vibe, and I overdubbed some electric guitar stuff.
Oh, cool.
So that's our biggest sounding release.
Is that what we're going to hear right now?
For Old Oaks?
Yeah, do you want to play a song?
Oh, yeah, sure. We can play a song from that. We'll play. It won't be a full band because we're not bringing drums in here.
Next time.
Next time. Drums.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Hey.
Yeah, we'll play a tune. This tune's called Wilted.
Yeah. And, it's a good song, you guys.
Thank you. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This one was written. I wrote it. I was working outside in the gardens out at my folks' place, outside the garden shed. And this one,
it all comes
like,
together.
Came into my head because I was listening to a lot of news and it was just really sad, you know. And it was, and most of the issues that seemed to be coming up were just about mostly because of division and everybody wanting more than their fair share. So this one's called Wilted. And I don't know if we need to introduce it any more than that. It was written in the garden shed in pretty much a day. Like, I finished gardening, and I was like, I got to write this all down. Spent the rest of the day, not the rest of the day, but a little bit of time. And then Claire went through the revision process. And so that happens with both groups, Old Oaks and Worth, right? Is we bring a song, maybe that's most of the way there. We're like, we like this song. And then it's open as musicians and friends. You have to be, as a musician, you have to be open to criticism, right? And be willing to either be like, okay, I'm going to grow and like either change my song or my performance or whatever the critique is. Or you can be like, you know, like, well, that critique, well, can't please everybody, you know? That's like the two philosophies, right? But generally, everyone in both Work and Old Oaks is so good at music that opinions, like, we're going to at least try it out. If we're like, oh, let's try that section in 5/4 instead of 4/4, then we might at least try it out, which is like something that we're currently working on right now. We're like, what? Yeah, okay. What about straight? What about swung? Or we could switch in the middle to swung or something like that. So yeah, the revision process in this was Claire was like, you use that line too many times. And so I replaced it.
Oh, man.
A couple times.
All right.
All right. This one's Wilted.
Wilted on Max Sync Radio, radio for the people.
Come clouds in the sky, won't you rain down on me? And wash off the dirt so the world can see. Yeah, we could all be flowers if we got what we need. And everyone would take it if it was free. Turn to blue and it smiles on you, and soaking in sun, riding rays, ride the breeze. Yeah, we could all have power if we stand up for we, and together we could make it history. Gone wild, wicked, weak. Tell me, how could it be that we could all be flowers if we got what we need? Hey, y'all blaming the starved, the biting hands that don't feed. Now I'm flawed and I'm fine. On this list, I'm call free. And I'm tired of our time. Built it back, green. Built it back, green. Built it back, green. Built it back, green. come clouds in the sky, won't you rain down on me and wash off the dirt so the world can see. And the sky turned blue and it smiles on you, and we're soaking in sun, riding rays ride the breeze. We could all have power,
we could all be flowers,
we could all have power,
we could all be flowers.
Yeah, we could all have power,
we could all be flowers, we could all have power, we could all be flowers.
Wilted by greed, yeah, wilted by greed, wilted by greed. Now come clouds rain down, the sky is blue when it's smiling on you. Ride the rays, ride the breeze, gone.
Wow. Old Oaks, Frank, Daniel, they're here with us live in the Devil's Lair. I'm Rocker here with Terry Barr, Devil Radio 92.7. That was pretty incredible. This is all live and improv tonight.
It really is. You know,
we're floating this show on.
I'm going to just tell everybody, got a little message from you at I don't know what time this morning. And no, I was not awake. Rocker's messaging me saying,
"Are you up yet?
Hey, you awake?" And then, of course, I didn't even check my phone. We were with my mom, and she has her checklist of duties that we need to get done while we're visiting. That's okay. So we did all that, came back in, and I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
And by then, you're like, all right, I'm getting people.
I've already got, like, I'm up early. I'm like, I don't need, you know, even if I go to bed at midnight, I'm up at, like, 5, right?
Yeah. You
know?
And especially when, like, you heard, uh-oh, I need some awesome musicians to come and hang.
Yeah, I know. I heard late last night, I'm like, oh, we're going to have to reschedule. You know, I was just like, well, take a deep breath, you know, sit back and see what we can plan. And hey, I went to the Hive Mind today, this morning on Facebook. I said, who's out there? Who wants to play, right? You know?
Oh.
And the great thing is I even got more people that wanted to play tonight than we can. And, you know, honestly, if you're out there listening, we don't have any Devil's Lair booked in the future. So, like, starting next week, I'm going to be booking like crazy. So if you want to come in and play on the radio, get a hold of me, maxincradio@gmail.com, and tell me, hey, I want to play on the Devil's Lair.
Absolutely.
We're going to be booking up December, January, February. I got to get rolling. You know, I always book a ton in the future, and then we have all these killer bands week after week week, and all of a sudden they're all done, and the schedule's done. I'm like, oh, geez, I didn't even book
it. You know what, though, is beautiful about tonight?
Yes. It's
just happening.
Yeah.
And
I worked out on a free Saturday.
I can't believe, because if we would have tried to plan with these guys,
yeah.
Old Oaks and Warwick, there's no way, because they're busy. And so I was thrilled when I heard that you had gotten hold of each other and that they would be a guest tonight.
Well,
and
are you ready for this?
There's
a first that's happened in the Devil's Lair tonight.
Uh-oh.
We have never had a horned instrument. No hornies. Nobody's ever been horny in the Devil's Lair before.
Oh, boy.
Daniel.
I find that hard to believe, but we'll talk about that. This is a music show, so. Wow. Well, look at you with your big first over there.
What honor.
Oh, wow. Yep.
And it sounds so good.
Oh, thank you.
It really does. I love saxophone. I played alto in high school, and that was about the end of my saxophone career.
Okay,
but I just stand and I love it. You know, it's just such a good sounding instrument.
Very,
well, and of course because he plays it well too.
Yeah, she's like, okay, I'm done playing saxophone. I think I'm going to be an anchor on the news program in Green Bay and talk to Brett Favre every other freaking week.
Yeah, that, those were my 90s. The 90s, that's what I did.
Not bad.
Oh, man.
Thanks. If it makes you feel better, my saxophone playing ended after
you too?
High school as well. So, you know.
Do you still have your saxophone?
I have one.
Oh, me too, me too.
That I played during that. Okay. I came across one recently.
Doesn't he inspire you to want to play again, sort of?
Let's do a sax.
He inspires me to continue to play guitar.
Oh!
Because it's just kind of like, well, geez, I need to learn saxophone. I've got Daniel.
Yeah. Well, and I have two quick stories about both these guys.
Well, hold on. Before we do stories,
we could go like for hours.
We got to pay some bills here. Will you guys still be around? You guys going to hang out for a little bit?
A little bit, yeah.
Yay!
All right, let's pay some bills and we'll be right back with Old Oaks.